It's 20 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. It's more of the Come See Me Festival. This is really one of my favorite events here. And if you've got kids and little boys, but it's okay for the girls to like this, too.
Absolutely. Everybody could come and enjoy this. We're here with Elizabeth Williams and Jack Leitner. Thank you for being the team leaders for Everything Trucks.
Yes, thank you for having us this morning. Absolutely. We are so excited about this year's trucks. We have a few more trucks coming this year than before, so it should be really exciting this year for all the kids out there. This is a free event to the general public. Children of all ages are welcome to come, boys and girls. We do know girls like to explore trucks as well.
No doubt. You want to be an ambulance driver, too.
Don't look at me. I'm four. I just mentioned it.
Jack, this is exciting because this, of all things, your construction business probably lends itself to this as being a very comfortable place for
Something tells me you've seen a couple of trucks in your lifetime, Jack. You're the one for this, aren't you? You're the guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I talk to a lot of these contractors, I guess, on a during my normal business, so it's a fun event to put together.
When do you use a crane? Like, do you call in a crane to do things?
We do. Okay. We set small bridges.
Okay.
Big culverts, that type of work. So
you know what a culvert is?
What's a culvert? Is that like a ditch?
Culvert is the pipe that goes under the ditch, is it not? When you're paving a driveway or something, you got underneath there?
That's right.
Oh, I just saw my neighbor doing that. I just found that.
You're so smart, Chuck.
It's one for Chuck. Okay.
These are going to be the kind of things that little kids are going to be like, I want to do that when I grow up. Is that right? I mean, that's pretty much what you probably deal with for the 3 hours of Everything Trucks.
Yep. The kids are able to come out. They are able to meet the truck drivers. They are able to sit in the driver's seat, honk the horns, which is something they love to do.
It's a loud day.
Yeah, blare the sirens on the fire trucks, and we have an ambulance coming this year. They're able to just explore, see what all the little buttons do inside the trucks. It's really cool for them.
And the fire trucks, I mean, there's a lot of equipment on there that they can check out. That's amazing.
Yeah, we usually have several fire trucks, and then the police, the York County Sheriff's Department, and the City of Rock Hill are always very involved. So, and they usually bring their team of
their crew, the whole crew,
the whole
to help.
Crew, that's
any,
right.
Any huge dump trucks or anything like this, like you see on television with some of the big mines or something like this, that with the huge tires or something, that really the huge.
There's some big dump trucks and big, not off-road trucks, street legal, I guess.
Sure.
Tandem load trucks, and then some big tractor trailer trucks that can pull, you know, exceptionally heavy loads. So
this country moves by truck. You know?
Right. Where is it happening? So we have enough space to put all these trucks.
Yes, we are very lucky to be able to partner with First Baptist Church.
Okay.
Out there, they have the huge parking lot. They are located at 481 Hood Center Drive. That's right off of Dave Lyle Boulevard.
Okay.
They let us use their parking lot, and they have plenty of room for all these big trucks and parking as well for the attendees.
True. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know, Chuck, you'd be in there honking horns and stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember in school and stuff like that, when we went out and they took us to the fire station and stuff, and I remember crawling across that front seat of that fire, and everybody got to hit the siren a couple of times. I mean, it was, and then I got to know the back of a police car. By the way, no handles in the back of a police car.
Once they put you have any buttons
you
back
can't
there.
Get out. Yeah. Once you get it, hey, let me out. Chuck, just remember, that's this right. is where you could be spending a lot of time. These are a little tight on me. Can I move them around front? This is a lot of fun, though.
You
this
can pretend, though.
This is really, what is it about this that we just love this? Because honest to gosh, Jack, I was a kid that grew up. I love the cars and trucks. It's just, I know it's a little girl thing too, but the little boys, we just love the big mechanical things and tires and wheels.
Is it the brains of a little boy
That's right. And there's a little bit of everything. AME crane service is kind of in that they've set up a big crane right in the middle of the parking lot. And they're always kind of the showpiece. Of course, fire trucks and everybody from South Carolina DOT response to Rock Hill School District school buses.
Yeah.
So, and then we do have some City of Rock Hill brings out vacuum trucks, and they usually have some
like the leaf trucks and stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
You don't see them overnight sometimes.
Yeah.
That's right.
In your business, do you have to know, because Leitner Construction here, and you guys do big stuff. You're not just like a shack in my backyard or something. Y'all are pretty big stuff here. Do you have to know? Because we got to have the right tool for the right job, which that includes the right piece of moving equipment to get something in. Do you have to know all this kind of stuff or what we're going to need to get?
Yes, sir. Most of the time. So, of course, we rely on the truck drivers and our subcontractors to have the proper pieces of equipment for the job as far as safety and that type of thing. So,
Do you have an engineering degree or at that level, or where are you as far as what did you learn? Have you just learned on the street learning?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I actually majored in business and okay. went on for my MBA down at the Citadel, but I nice. My dad's an engineer by trade. Of course, I grew up in the construction business. So.
Cool.
He gets it.
I think so.
Yeah, it.
You sort of are an apprentice all your life, probably. Yeah. Right. Elizabeth, what kind of stuff can the kids do besides hitting buttons and listening to sirens and checking out the trucks? There's probably some great
well,
fun to have.
We are going to have a welcome tent where they can stop in and get their Glenn the Frog tattoo.
Nice.
And we have some goodie bags from some of our Come See Me sponsors that the kids can pick up when they come out there.
Cool.
And Glenda Frog is also making an appearance.
Yay.
Freddie knew that.
And our sponsor, York County Natural Gas, they are bringing Diggity Dog, who is their mascot, out there to meet and greet the kids.
And you know, the mascots love it when it gets to be about 87, 89
degrees. Yes, they do.
And the humidity's up around 90% or something. It's like, let me in that outfit. Oh,
it's a little mister in there.
Oh.
Perfect.
Well, this will be great. This will be fun. What time again is this happening?
It is from 9 to 12 tomorrow morning, First Baptist Church.
Parents, you could be home by 12:15 or 12:30, or you could be in the Chick-fil-A line by then.
It's very possible.
My
and
pleasure.
This is like creating a nap time. You know, really good
one. Oh, that's
one.
Good. Yes, get them.
I would like to say, too, Chuck, the all the companies that participate do it at no charge.
Oh, really?
And so that's nobody, there's it's 100% participation.
Fantastic.
Which for some of these companies and
you
some
bet.
Of these big trucks, it's
that's money out of their pocket
is,
on Saturday.
It
you
is.
Bet you're not running something like
a lot
that.
Of, and with this economy right now, a lot of them have work on Saturday, but they made arrangements to be there. So we appreciate that.
Aww, well, thank you for
so
all of
nice.
That, then. Everybody, too.
We this love how like the community really comes together for Come See Me. It's really what it is.
Yeah.
It does.
It
does.
Nice.
And this event has really become a must-do for families.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel this when you got a hold of this thing? You thought, good gosh, all this is a truck show. Come on.
Yep. Well, I have a little boy who loves trucks, so this was a no-brainer for me.
Mom, can we go early?
Has he helped you a little bit here and there?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
That's
I bet.
So great.
Well, this is great.
Well, we love it, and thank you so much for all of your participation for Come See Me. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about Hops in the Park. It was a great time, wasn't it?
It was. It was just so excellent. The first year, we had a great crowd out there. We had
a bunch
lot
of
people.
Beer.
Yes,
and
we
a
had
bunch
a, lot,
of beer.
A lot of people enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
The bands were great, and it was beautiful weather.
All right.
We couldn't ask for it to go any better our first year.
Wow.
Thumbs up for next year.
Yes.
And thumbs up for everything trucks coming up this Saturday. And that's going on First Baptist Church at Hood Center Drive starting at 9 a.m. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank
Good
you.
To see
Thank
both
you. Of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. It's 13 before the hour. This is 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. And let's see here. We have that's the end of the Come See Me Festival report.
It sure is. And of course, we are presented in part by Rock Hill Coca-Cola and Pennington Primary Care. Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage. And we're on the voice of the Come See Me Festival, 100.1 FM, WRHI.